Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even... good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming straight at you. Tons to talk about in the NFL this hour. We've got a game happening right now. Very upon us at this hour and this moment in time. 2017, the Miami Dolphins just take the lead over the Jaguars. That's happening in London, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, pal?
I'm doing really good. Now that my Dolphins have taken the lead over the winless Jags, it's looking a little bit better for, my fish.
Hey, a lot to dive into in the NFL. Week 6 is upon us through 5 weeks. I think we're pretty surprised at what's happened with the Kansas City Chiefs and that defense. It's pretty lousy. We've seen some unbelievable things from Lamar Jackson. We've seen some great play from Josh Allen. We've seen the Packers rebound from a terrible loss in Week 1. We've seen Russell Wilson get knocked out and the Seattle Seahawks not be the same. We've seen Justin Herbert really, really come around. Like, dude, this is an amazing season, bro.
No, it is an amazing season so far. So we got a lot more season left. So let's see what happens.
All right, folks, we're just getting warmed up. A ton to dive into in this hour, all about the NFL here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And you know what? We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Double play.
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080. 2080.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through another Sunday, which, by the way, we are always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do come back late night style, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Let's run through all the games, Mike, on the day. Dolphins and Jaguars in action right now. Dolphins on top, 2017, that game taking place in London. Packers and Bears, the oldest rivalry in football, that'll happen later on. Bengals and Lions, the lie downs, if you will they find another way to lose another football game? I guess that's the biggest question about them. Holy cow. Figure out a team that can lose worse than them, and you'll tell me something that I don't know about. Texans playing the Colts, and the Colts have been so close, but yet so far, but yet they do have one win. I anticipate another one for them. Rams playing the Giants. I think the Rams will get a little bit healthier after they have that loss on their docket and probably stewing a little bit after that. Chiefs, Washington. You know what? The Chiefs got their problems, Mike Wilson. Vikings, Panthers. I think the Vikings are a better football team than their record shows, but you got to play the games, and you got to get the W's. Chargers and Ravens, that could be the game of the day, brother. That's Herbert. That's my man Lamar. That's excitement written all over the place. Cardinals, still the only undefeated team. However, you know what? Going to be a tough task in Cleveland because a lot of guys not there, a lot of guys hurt, a lot of this and that and the other, a little COVID getting in the way there. So some issues for the Cardinals going into the game against the Browns, and not that the Browns don't have their own issues. Nick Chubb is out. That's huge. And we know how good that running game is. Raiders, Broncos, you know what? Raiders got themselves a serious mess with John Gruden. We haven't even addressed that at all, but that's insane. That's nasty. I don't even know if I want to go down that road because I don't believe the same way that guy believes. And there's no way in hell I would ever believe the way that guy believes. Cowboys playing the Patriots. I think the Patriots have had their number. However, Dak is back, baby, and Dak looks better than ever. Seahawks playing the Steelers. I did mention Russ being out for them. Chris Carson out for them. They're banged up as all hell. Going to be a tough year for the Seahawks. Steelers, I don't know, man. I feel like they're gritty, they're gutty, and they'll figure out a way to still be competitive. Buccaneers beating the Eagles on Thursday night, and then a really good Monday nighter, Bills and Titans. What a week, bro. Are you excited or what?
Yeah, I am excited. There are lots of stories, lots of injuries that make those stories kind of pop. And, you know, look, one of them is the Sunday night game with, you know, the Seahawks and the Steelers, because you got Russ out, you got Carson out, like you said. Pittsburgh's banged up on the defensive side of the ball as well. So for that game, even though I think it's going to be a really good game, I actually think it's going to be points at a premium for the Seahawks and the Steelers. And then, you know, you mentioned Kansas City. Can they be any worse at playing defense right now? I mean, they couldn't stop a cold, you know, kind of deal. Their run defense is bad. Don't even get me started with the pass defense that they got going in Kansas City. But they're struggling. We didn't see this coming necessarily with the defense. So, you know, whatever Mahomes on that offense has in them today, they're going to have to score almost every possession, I think, because that defense ain't going to stop anybody.
Look, man, there's some new kids on the block in the AFC, bro. I'm sorry, but that's yep. I know I'm being a little cliche, and I'm going back to the files for you and I, taking us back to our childhood, but dude, there's some new kids on the block, like Justin Herbert, you know, and Baker Mayfield, whether we want to say it or not, you know, like the Browns are going as far as that dude can take them, okay? Lamar right. Jackson, he beat Patrick Mahomes this year. You know, there's some things that are happening, and if you're not paying attention, you might lose it in the shuffle. The Chiefs are in trouble, bro. They're in big trouble, man. That defense has more holes than Swiss cheese. And if there's anybody that knows something about cheese, it's a dude that lives or is born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, right? And that's me. So look, they got some serious issues. With that being said, man, there's two things we got to get into, okay? Number one, we're talking about the Chiefs and their problems. We're not talking about Tampa Bay and how damn good Tom Brady is at the ripe age of like 59, and you know I'm kidding around, but that guy is ridiculous, man. He's absolutely ridiculous. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they got issues too to a certain degree, but I'll tell you what, man, they're so mentally strong, and they know what's at hand, and they know the task, and they want to get back to it, man. So I'll tell you what, I think Tom Brady, I don't know why we're not talking about that dude as the MVP of this league. And then the other thing I want to dive into with you is, how in the hell do the Raiders respond, man? Like, seriously, bro. Derek Carr, listening to him, I love the man, but I hate the sin. I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to move on. And you better do it quick, fast, and in a hurry, right? So how in the hell do the Raiders get their focus right when they're playing their arch rival in the Denver Broncos, and they got to do it in Denver, Colorado? Like, in a weird way, I almost feel like that might be a good thing. Be on the road, get away, and be away from that situation as much as possible. But the Raiders got themselves a serious – they're in a serious pickle, Mike.
that is some serious pickling that you're talking about that the Raiders have to deal with. And, you know, and this is just me on this this point, Eddie. Like, look, any person in their right mind that's going to defend Gruden, that whole crowd that's like, well, you know, we wouldn't want to go back in everybody's past and go back in everybody's past. I don't care. You should – those things don't need to be said. I don't know on what planet you can defend those kind of comments or think, you know, just because it was 10 years ago, he gets a pass. Hell no, he doesn't get a pass on that. You know, we always had that one crazy uncle in our family where he just kind of put up with it a little bit with maybe misogynistic comments or racist comments or, you know, not anymore. You just can't do it anymore. And as much as people want to talk about free speech and all that, So you want to have free speech to say rude things, to be, I don't know, a mean person, so to speak. So it just boggles the mind in terms of people that want to defend Gruden, but Gruden's getting everything that he deserves, at least in my opinion.
Look, at the end of the day, bro, I'm sure we've all felt it to a certain degree, and it just depends on what your background is as to how you have felt this. Look, I've been in situations, I'm just going to let you know, if you didn't know, and I know you know, I happen to be Jewish, and I've seen racism toward me. And at the end of the day, it's always been my the way I've always dealt with stuff like this, Mike, and maybe it's wrong, maybe it's right, I don't know, but the way that I've always dealt with it is I try to educate people, because at the end of the day, you're racist, or you have these thoughts in your head because you've been misinformed or you're lacking knowledge. Okay, at the end of the day, that's the truth. And as you know and I know, knowledge is king. So what I always try to do when people are misinformed or misguided is I try to steer them in a different direction, and I try to educate them. And quite frankly, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. So you can get angry, you can get upset, or you can just try to handle your business in the best possible way. And to me, it's trying to help people and try to educate them. Instead of getting angry and upset that they don't know what they're doing, you got to give them a little help. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. There's always teachable moments throughout the day, and certainly anything to do with race is a teachable moment.
All right, brother, on the other side, we're going to dive into some of this NFL, and we'll break it down the best we can. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one. Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Holler at us a couple, few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up, follow us, check us out on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, a lot to dive into as far as the NFL goes. And look, man, we know it's a quarterback's league, right? So out of all the great quarterback matchups of the day, whether it would be, I think the biggest one personally, the best one to me, is Kyler. Is Kyler a go today? Do we know on that, yes or no, at this point? And then also Baker. I think this is like a huge matchup if these two guys are going at it. And I'm going to look right now to make sure that Kyler is a go. I know he was a question mark coming into the game. So now I'm looking at him, and he is active. So you know what? We got Baker Mayfield going up against Kyler Murray. What say you on this one, bro?
No, you know, look, and let's not forget that the Cardinals pulled off a great trade the other day, picking up the tight end from Philly in Zach Ertz. So
yep.
let's just give Kyler another weapon on the offensive side. And a tight end like Ertz, if you can go out and get him, you go out and get him. And that's exactly what the Arizona Cardinals did. I personally like the Arizona Cardinals in this game today. I think Arizona goes into Cleveland and gets a close-fought win today in Cleveland. The other quarterback matchup is Herbert and Lamar Jackson later today as well. That's a good matchup as well, between two really, really good young quarterbacks. So we'll see what happens. But the quarterback matchups, at least the two games that we've been talking about, are something to watch.
Justin Herbert, you know, this kid has made the transition extremely well. You know, you and I saw this kid come to Arizona State, had a terrible game. The game you and I watched him play, he was brutal. He was terrible. But there was one thing that stood out to me about this kid. He was big. He was strong. He wasn't afraid to go out there and try to make plays. It just didn't work out for him that day in particular. But we've seen this kid grow. We've seen this kid mature into one hell of a quarterback. And I think the sky's the limit for him. Is it crazy to say that Justin Herbert could very well wind up being an MVP of this league at some point in time, Mike?
No, it's not far-fetched to think that at all. And look, let's not forget just how well he played in the Rose Bowl game against those Badgers from Wisconsin as well. Like, he showed everybody that he was NFL ready. And I'm telling you, there are a couple things that I look at quarterbacks in college and just go, okay, yeah, he belongs, or no, he's like, what were they thinking with this guy? But it's the way the ball comes out of their hand. And Herbert, the way that ball just comes flying out of his hand, I mean, to me, it's a thing of beauty to watch that, and just to watch how much touch he showed in terms of getting the ball in some tight windows, and just how much, you know, zip he can get on it from time to time if he needs. But the way he throws the ball is just fun to watch in terms of Justin Herbert.
With that being said, the other guy on the other side of the ball, Lamar Jackson, that he'll be facing in the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, I'm sorry, bro, but you know, we've questioned this kid at every single turn possible, right? And rightfully so, because he's more of a runner than a passer. However, with that being said, he's had some unbelievable passing games already this season. So where are you on the progression of Lamar Jackson? And as far as the MVP race goes, where do you have both of these guys?
You know, in terms of the MVP race, I mean, they're going to be – they'll get some conversation with it. I think they're the middle of the pack to the bottom of the pack of, you know, just being in that MVP race. But they are two of the best up-and-coming young quarterbacks that the NFL has at its disposal. And when you talk about Lamar and his progression, you know, I've seen some progression this year in terms of his passing being better. He's on target more. He's still going to throw those balls that are behind or in the ground when it's a much easier throw, but he's getting better. And look, every time that you see Lamar throw, or not exactly throw, but he gets in that running game and he has to extend the play, that's why he's a former MVP.
Hey, would it surprise you if I told you right now that Lamar Jackson is a top five passing leader in this league? Number one being Tom Brady, number two being Derek Carr, number three being Matty Stafford, and number four, the other guy we're talking about, Justin Herbert. So, I mean, at the end of the day, this guy's putting up some really good numbers, and I think they're going unrecognized to a certain degree as well. You know, He's made some improvements. Like, we have to give credit where credit is due. And at the end of the day, not only is Lamar getting better at passing the ball, his team is winning football games, you know. And honestly, that's the most important thing. We know that. But in order for them to be great, Lamar has to be able to be a better passer of the ball. Mark Andrews finally got going the other night, man. That was good to see. He hadn't had a touchdown all season long, and then all of a sudden he's got two touchdowns, a two-point conversion. That game was insane with what happened to them and the Colts, man. Like, that's the other thing I'm noticing, dude. I'm noticing big leads being lost in games. I'm noticing kickers being heroes or goats week in and week out. It's a strange season, man, right? Yes or no?
No, it is a strange season. And, you know, look, last week was the perfect example of that Monday night game with the Colts and the Ravens. I mean, I thought for sure the Ravens were dead to rights in that game. And,
of course.
So, the other team just said, look, it's a 60-minute game. It was a great win. It was a fun game to watch. But, you know, with these teams that are losing these big leads, if these teams make the playoffs, that's not a very healthy way to – it's not a very healthy way to win a playoff game for sure. So something has to be done with some of these defenses. Are you listening, Kansas City? Holy smokes. I mean, we talked about it earlier, Andy, but how did Kansas City survive a defense like this? I don't see them getting to the Super Bowl with a defense like this.
No, I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs, to be honest with you, Mike. Right now, when you look at their division, it's a little upside down. Kansas City's on the wrong side of things right now. As good as Patrick Mahomes is, if they don't fix that defense, obviously, man, they're in some big trouble. We know that. Again, there's a bunch of new kids on the block in the AFC that are ready and willing to give Patrick Mahomes anything and everything that he can handle. And I think that's kind of been the interesting thing for me watching so far this season, Mike. You know, you got Tom Brady, who's still doing what he does. You got Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, very quietly right up there as well. And we're not even necessarily talking about those guys. We're not necessarily talking about Josh Allen enough. I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, Josh Allen's my guy. I think Josh Allen winds up winning the MVP of this league. And coming into it, he was an 11-1 underdog to win that award. I truly believe Josh Allen will rise among everybody. He'll be the biggest star. And you know what? The Buffalo Bills may have the best season out of anybody. That team is so well balanced, man. Offensively, defensively, they are absolutely incredible. And you have to give a lot of the credit to Josh Allen.
Yeah, you do have to give a lot of the credit to Josh Allen. And they are well balanced. They can get that third and short, you know, stop on defense if need be. And then, you know, look, you got a gunslinger like Josh Allen just sitting back there firing to the bevy of receivers that he has to pick from in Buffalo. I mean, look, they went out and got Josh Allen a left tackle. They went out and got him Stephon Diggs. They have other receivers there as well.
Emmanuel Sanders, they just picked up.
Emmanuel
Sanders, great one.
Thank you. Yep, that was a great one. So the organization realized or has realized, look, we got a stud. We got our quarterback of the future. We got our new Jim Kelly. And so they're doing the thing that's, one, it's going to make him happy. I mean, you know, he signed a new contract. He likes it up there. He wants to stay up there. The other players look like they want to stay. They got something brewing in Buffalo besides the wings.
Speaking of brewing, we got a good one brewing in London between the Dolphins and the Jags. 20-20, Dolphins have the ball, a little over 3.5 to play in the game. We'll keep you posted on what happens there. But we got to take a pause for the cause. We're going to go through our analysis on what happens in all of these games later on today. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com, There's no risk. And when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple different ways. You can hit us up on Twitter, follow us there, check us out, engage with us. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Mike, we can't break this game down, the Dolphins and the Jags, because it's already happening and it's 20-20. The Miami Dolphins are driving. There's about 2 minutes left in the game. We will keep everybody posted on what happens there. But let's break things down, man. We got the Packers and the Bears going at it. Oldest rivalry in football. Aaron Rodgers, we know his resume. Justin Fields, not much of a resume to see so far. So with that being said, great opportunity for this youngster to notch one up against one of the greatest to ever play the game. I think it's going to be difficult because the Packers have had their number. I will say this, though. I think it's going to be a better football game than it has been in the past because Justin Fields does have that X factor about him that's a little bit different. So with that being said, I do like the Packers, but I think it's a lot closer than I want it to be.
I would tend to agree with you. I'm going to pick the Packers as well here. I think this is a great matchup in terms of just seeing how a seasoned future Hall of Famer does it compared to a first-year rookie. I think the Bears have their quarterback of the future in Justin Fields. I really do. But this is the Zen teacher going up against the student in a big way today. So I think Green Bay wins this, but I do agree it's a little closer than you and any other Packer fan would probably want it to be.
Bengals playing the Lie-Downs. I'll tell you what, man. The Lions are just – they're that team that just you just don't want to be. I thought it was Jacksonville because they're both winless, but – like, Jacksonville is at least fun to watch, and they try their tails off. Detroit, at some point, they just lie down. That's why they're the Lie-Downs at the end of the day. They're playing the Bengals, who had an abysmal game against the Green Bay Packers, missing field goals. They were in and out of that game, but at the end of the day, they lost the game. They're playing the Lie-Downs. They're a road favorite. I think it's a little bit of a daunting thought, and you know what? This could be the opportunity the Lions need. I don't want to say it, so I'm not. I'm going to say the Bengals are going to win, but I think the Detroit Lions have a great shot to win this football game.
Both these teams have a great shot to win this game, and I'm with you. I think Cincy actually wins this by a field goal, 4 points, 5 points, something like that. But, no, this is a great opportunity for Detroit to get off the schneid and get a dub.
Texans and Colts. All right, man. Like the Colts, I'll tell you what. If there's a team, there's another team. They play hard. I don't know what in the hell happened the other night in Baltimore because Jonathan Taylor and that running game was absolutely shredding them to pieces. Somehow, some way, though, Lamar put on his S on his chest and he became Superman and the Baltimore Ravens won that football game. I don't think the Texans are so lucky this time. I think the Colts win this thing. I think they win in a major way. I don't think they're all that bad of a football team, to be honest with you. I think they've just been on the wrong side of some tough games. I think the Colts win this one, and they could win by double digits, Mike.
I certainly have picked the Colts to win this game. I think they're going to take their frustrations out on Houston today, and it's just going to be ugly. It's just going to be ugly in Indy. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. I think Indy really wants to put last week's game behind us, and who better than to take it out on the Houston Texans?
Speaking of ugly in Indy, it's ugly in London too, man. Miami goes for it on fourth down, right around midfield, actually on their side of the field. I think that was a foolish play, but hey, what happens, we'll find out. Jacksonville now has an opportunity to go about, I don't know, 5, 7, 10 yards, and then they're going to wind up having a chance to win this football game. However, they're going to have a false start, so you know what? Maybe we'll have ourselves overtime. Who in the hell knows? We'll see. Moving on with things, Rams playing the Giants. Tell you what, I think this is a really nice opportunity for the Rams to feel better about themselves, and another opportunity for the Giants to be upset. Saquon Barkley injured and can't stay on the field, and Daniel Jones, a guy that they want to call Danny Dimes, he's not that. I don't know what the hell's wrong with that guy. He's not that good at the end of the day. I love the Rams here, bro. Take the Rams all day.
No, I think, yeah, the Rams win this going away. I mean, this has the threat of being over by halftime with this game, so I think the Rams get healthier, and by healthier, I think they win a game here and get back on the right side of things.
Chiefs and that Washington football team. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, you better get a victory. I'm sorry, but, you know, things are looking pretty brutal right now. You've struggled out of the gates. You're under 500. Justin Herbert and the other guys are really, really starting to play pretty solid football. This is put up or shut up time. And I'll tell you what, the football team from Washington has absolutely nothing to lose. With that being said, I'm going to take the Chiefs. They got too much offense. And you know what? They'll make a play or two on defense because Heineke, I don't trust him. But I do like drinking Heineken, Mike.
I'm going to take a hard pass on the Heineken. But, you know, the rest of it I pretty much agree with. Look, Kansas City, they can't stop anybody on defense, but the offensive side for Kansas City is, as we all know, legit, completely. It can blow you out in a heartbeat. And they're just going to have to score points today on Washington to beat them, because they're not going to get much of a challenge offensively with Washington.
We're most likely going to have overtime in London between these two teams from Florida, Miami and Jacksonville. Vikings playing the Panthers. I said it, man. I think the Vikings are a better football team than their record. Kirk Cousins has been pretty good all year. Obviously, Dalvin Cook has hurt them not being on the field. However, their backup, Madison, this guy can run the football. He's not all that bad. Panthers are playing without Christian McCaffrey. Dude's on the IR for another 3 weeks at least. I think things are going to get a little difficult. They're going to get challenging. I don't know why, but I like the Vikings here on the road, man.
No, I like the Vikings on the road as well, simply because they're healthier. Look, when you're missing a guy like Christian McCaffrey, who is such a piece of the offensive puzzle for the Carolina Panthers, then that takes away a lot of stuff that, you know, you're going to call for Sam Darnold, who's trying to get on the right side of things in terms of his career. So I think today that, you know, Minnesota simply wins because they just have better talent today, and they got better healthy talent.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how it works out. Kirk Cousins, I like him better than I like Sam Darnold as well. We talked about this one quite a bit already as far as these two quarterbacks. Chargers playing the Ravens, Herbert, Lamar. There's other guys that'll be making plays like Austin Eckler, Mike Williams. For the Ravens, it's Mark Andrews, Hollywood Brown. They got a bunch of decent receivers and players that they can go to as well. Ravens running game probably not as strong. I think that might be a little bit of the difference. I think the Chargers and the Ravens have themselves a hell of a shootout. I don't know, man. I'm torn on this one too. I'm going to take the Chargers on the road because I just like the way that Justin Herbert and that offense are playing right now.
I agree. Like, I'm just, they're clicking, and it's one of those things where you're looking at a quarterback grow up right before your eyes every day in practice, every week in a game. I mean, it's kind of like a Josh Allen thing. Josh Allen kind of struggled a little bit. He had his ups and downs, and now you know, we're talking about Josh Allen in the MVP race. We'll be talking about Herbert in the MVP race. And like you said, they're ranked in the MVP race, you know, in the top five or six or whatever it was. So it's one of those games where you just, look, get your soda, get your popcorn, sit back and just watch two really good teams take on and try to get a dub.
All right, Jacksonville has an opportunity to win this football game, man. I don't know how in the hell we got here, but there's one tick left on the clock, and they're looking at about a 53-yard field goal attempt to get themselves their first victory in London. Can't do it in American soil, so let's go on the road to do it. Cardinals playing the Browns. We talked about this one, man. It's a great matchup, and he gets it, man. It looks like the Jaguars have their first victory of the season, Mike. Cardinals playing the Browns. We talked about this Baker and Kyler. I'm going to take Cleveland. I think that they are the ones to shut down this Cardinal offense, and Baker will outplay Kyler somehow, some way. I'm going to take the Browns winning a really, really tough football game in Cleveland.
See, I'm thinking the same thing in terms of this game. It's going to be a really hard-fought game. I've been waffling back and forth. I like started with Cleveland. I was like, wow. And then, you know, Arizona picks up Ernst, and it's a tough game to really look at, because you got two good defenses, you got two pretty good offenses, and so does it come down to the kicking game? What, you know, what kind of plays are made down the stretch by either team on either side of the ball? You know, what happens? But I'm gonna go with the Arizona Cardinals today to get the victory and stay undefeated.
All right. Raiders and Broncos, again, going to be an interesting game for the Raiders to go out there and try to pick up the pieces, move forward. It's been a tough 7, 10, 12 days now for all of the NFL, but especially the Raiders, playing their arch rival in the Denver Broncos, who have a pretty solid defense. I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos at home. I just like the way that they're playing and the way that they're moving forward. I think the Raiders have had a couple of tough weeks. I think it continues.
I think it continues as well for the Raiders. I think Denver at home today, and I actually think Denver kind of going away a little bit by, you know, 14, 17 points, something like that. So, I'm going to take Denver all day today.
Cowboys, Patriots, obviously Bill Belichick, he does well against young quarterbacks. However, Dak back better than ever, if you ask me. I love the way he's responded from that injury. Cowboys are playing pretty well. The Patriots are up and down a little bit. Mac Jones, Dak Prescott, Bill Belichick, that defense. I'm going to give the Cowboys the nod here, man. I just feel like Dak is back, and I think that he's better than he has been in the past. I'm taking the Cowboys on the road.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the Cowboys as well. Better talent wins out most of the time, so I think Dallas has the better talent in terms of these two teams. And, Dak is, you know, you got to give Dak all the credit in the world. He's playing well.
Seahawks playing the Steelers. We talked about this. No Russ. Big Ben banged up. Steelers banged up in general. I think this is a game where the Steelers are just going to out-dirty the Seahawks. I think it's just one of those games like you talked about. Not many points at a premium. I'll take the Steelers in a really, really tight football game.
No, I got the Steelers as well tonight by like a field goal, 4 points.
Bills and Titans, Monday Nighter, bro. I'm going to say I like the Bills. I like Josh Allen. I just think he's better than Ryan Tannehill.
Me too, so I'll take the Bills by, I think the Bills win it by a couple touchdowns.
All right, we got to take a pause for the calls. We'll come back, like always, with our parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, for you people, if you don't know, we are live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do come back late night style, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, talking NFL football on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Get at us a couple different ways for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, at this time, my friend, you know what we do. It's called Parting Shots. You are up, my friend.
Hey, look, my parting shot goes out to the Oregon Duck. Yes, coming from me, Oregon Duck golf coach Casey Martin. If we remember, Casey sued the PGA years ago to use a cart on tour because he had a rare circulatory disease. Well, he finally had to amputate that leg yesterday or the day before. So, you know, thoughts and prayers and just a speedy recovery to a really icon of the disability community.
Hey, good one there, Mike. Look, man, my parting shot, going to go to a couple of different things. Like we said before, the NBA season is right upon us. So to my Milwaukee Bucks, let's go out, let's defend, and maybe even go back to back, because you know what? You've got this certain attitude about you now. You've got this certain different feeling about yourself that you can go out there and you can win at any cost, any level. And you know what? You did it on the highest level. So Good luck to you, Milwaukee Bucks. The other one, my Green Bay Packers, man. You're playing the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields going to get an opportunity to play the great Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, teach class, my friend. Teach class. For Mike Wilson, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.